I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's a lot of details to good health, especially when it comes to nutrition. It's not that complicated, though. I tend to tell people this these days. If you eat food closer to the way it grows, you can't hardly go wrong. And secondly, these days, is that you need to eat a more plant-based diet, less animal products. If you look at most of the world that has long-lived populations, healthy populations, they eat less animal products than we Americans do. You know, we're so blessed. What we do in this country is we grow plants, but we don't eat the plants. We feed those to animals, and then we eat the animals. And that's inefficient on many levels, environmentally, economically, health-wise. You don't have to be a vegetarian to be healthy, but it would be good if Americans would eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, a little bit less animal products. So eat food closer to the way it grows, eat more plant-based products, and as we mentioned, it's not all nutrition. You absolutely must have physical activity in your lifestyle. That's why God put your legs close to the ground.
It's that kind of wisdom that we'll enjoy all hour. Do want to open up the phone lines, too, and give you an opportunity to join in. If you have a question or a thought, you can join in the conversation at 877-933-2484. It's 877-93-FAITH, or you can submit something via email as well. If you go to myfaithradio.com, you can click on our Connecting Faith show page and use the email link there. You know, you mentioned a plant-based diet. I've just... one of the things I know you address in the book, what's come to be known, I guess, as eating vegan, is that a good thing over long term? Does the label sort of maybe hold some people off?
Yeah, you know what a vegan is, don't you, Neil? That's a vegetarian with an attitude.
Okay.
So, and I know a lot of vegan people, and they're nice people, and I think they're on the right track because, again, we can save our health to a large degree and save a lot of money along the way if we will eat less animal products and eat more plant products. Vegan is completely all the way over. That is to say, they don't eat any animal products. Vegetarian is a step back from that, and vegetarians often will eat a plant-based product diet, but also they'll eat eggs and cheese. So that makes that diet a little bit more easy to attain, I think, vegetarian for a lot of Americans who are meat and potato eaters. So, you know, that's one step, and then vegan is the most complete step. I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of time, takes some work to eat that way, but you know what? You get those years back in health for the years you spend in the kitchen. So I think it's a fair trade-off.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.